Welcome to the Faith and Life Advent Devotional Podcast Series featuring daily devotions from the book Living Every Day as Christmas Eve. You can find the book on Amazon.com or visit us at SchulteConsulting.com. You are important to us, and we'd love to hear from you about how this devotional podcast helped you grow deeper in your spiritual life. As you spend time listening, whether in individual devotion, in study with your small group, or in worship as a church body, think about your Christian life in a new way, a way that eagerly looks for the second coming of our Lord, like a child anticipating Christmas on Christmas Eve. Each scripture verse, read by Kimberly Poole, prayer by Jermaine Griffith, and devotion by me, John Schulte, has been selected with the hope that you will find a positive, practical Christian message that helps you in your living every day as Christmas Eve.
2 Peter chapter 1, verses 4 through 8. For by these he has granted to us his precious and magnificent promises, so that by them you may become partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world by lust. Now for this very reason also, applying all diligence in your faith, supply moral excellence, and in your moral excellence, knowledge, and in your knowledge, self-control, and in your self-control, perseverance, and in your perseverance, godliness, and in your godliness, brotherly kindness, and in your brotherly kindness, love. For if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they render you neither useless nor unfruitful in the true knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
As we have learned in our previous devotions, the Christian life is a journey where we learn and grow in our relationship with Jesus Christ over our lifetime. And remember, we can celebrate what Paul teaches us, that Jesus, who has begun a good work in us, will bring it to completion. Now, Peter adds to our understanding of this precious and magnificent promise by laying out the process of how we become partakers of the divine nature. In other words, how we become more Christ-like and less world-like as we journey through life. Peter teaches us that the process includes 8 steps that are both sequential and inclusive. As each quality increases and builds on the others, we become more useful and fruitful in the true knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And although each quality is a virtue on its own, together they culminate in the divine nature, which is love. So, today's devotion calls us to commit to diligently applying our faith in the 8 ways that Peter lists. The application is hard work because the world is so tempting and can draw us away from this focus. The process will need constant attention and biblical reflection. But always remember, we have a lifetime of walking with Jesus, who brings good things to completion. Our goal should be that each year these qualities will increase, not to some end of perfectionism, but to show that we know Christ. And there is no better way to show that we know the Lord Jesus but to be like him.
Thank you, Father, for the fruits of your promises. With the study of your word comes true knowledge and information. When we apply this knowledge, it becomes the wisdom of knowing what to do in our daily lives and following through on it. Wisdom confirms that a moral life is the right path and that kindness and love are its markers. Jesus leads the way.
Schulte Consulting Services, educational growth and business development.